May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 1009. Lord, I approach thy throne of grace, where mercy does abound, desiring mercy for my sin, to heal my soul's deep wound. Hymn 1009.
Together from the Word of God, from three portions of Scripture. First, the Book of Psalms, number 34. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Now please turn to the prophecy of Micah, chapter 7. And Kent commenced to read at verse 8. Micah 7, verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her now. Shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets? In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and the sea, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, of all the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitary in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvellous things. The nations shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for ever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And lastly, part of Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord, that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it, and said in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are come, and shall come, let them show unto them. Let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Now we proceed to verse 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing. Ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. Thou that saith to Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, 'tis indeed thy kindness and goodness that enables us to come and gather together here this evening hour. But dear Lord Jesus, we plead that thou would come and make one more in our midst. Oh, what is the house to me unless the master I do see? Lord, the hymn writer said, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Lord, and that's how we come, Lord. Oh, for a blessed, gracious, divine revelation of our Saviour, of our Redeemer, of thy dear Son, O Heavenly Father. Dear Lord Jesus, do appear to us. Oh, make thyself known as our Saviour and our Redeemer, our all and in all. Why, there is indeed none other name given under heaven whereby we can be saved. We pray, dear Lord, then that thou hear our prayer and bless us this evening hour. Oh, we pray for the blessing of God that makes rich and in no sorrow therewith. Empty, send us not away. Dear Lord Jesus, do hear our prayer. We are fast hastening on to eternity. Lord, we cannot bear that piercing thought what if our name should be left out when thou for them shalt call. And so we pray with one who said, prevented by thy grace. And be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this the accepted day. Lord Jesus, do come. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, do bless our souls with sweet tokens of thy love and mercy. Oh, assure our conscience of its part in thy redeeming blood. Bear witness to our heart that we are born of God. Lord, then, do hear our prayer, and do undertake for us. Thou knowest, seest, understandest, dear Lord, just how each one has come to chapel tonight. Those that have come, Lord, begging for some token for God. Oh, we pray that there may be those answers of peace. Maybe like dear Gideon, maybe they've had the fleece wet, Lord, and now they want that fleece dry. Oh, Lord, do grant them this sweet token, this token of thy love and mercy and thy goodness to their poor never-dying souls. And oh, as those that come hungering, thirsting after righteousness, those that come mourning because of their sin and their iniquity, those come with a longing desire to know Christ. Oh, to know my Jesus, crucified by far, excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul, true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. Dear Lord Jesus, do bless us, do help us. Help each one, Lord, to approach unto thee, at that blessed mercy seat, at that place that where thou hast promised, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee, from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. Lord, may we come. Oh, come, dear Lord, as bad, as wretched, as sinful as we are, because, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, then may we come, Lord, with all our sin and all our guilt, may we fall down before thee, and may we cry with the apostle, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Then, Lord, do graciously help us and be with us. We pray that, remember, dear Lord, this little cause of troth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them. Pray now, bless the little ones and the dear children, Lord. Do bless their souls. Oh, Lord, may they early seek to know Jesus, early find us. Oh, may their prayer be, oh, gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child, pity my simplicity and suffer me to come to thee. Lord, and some of us that are older, we haven't got past it yet, Lord. Oh, suffer me to come to thee. Lord, pray thou would bless our souls in so doing. Hear our prayer. Bless then this cause of truth. Bless those that hold office here. Help them in their cares, burdens, responsibilities. Undertake for them. Bless the ministry of thy word here in this house of God, as thy servants come here to speak in thy name. Lord, do bless them. Oh, they may be granted a door of utterance. And, oh, Lord, we pray that the word may be conveyed into the hearts of the hearers with divine power and unction. Lord, and the dew of the Holy Spirit of God upon their souls. We do pray that, remember each, Lord, in their varied pathways in life, various ages and various trials that come at various ages. Be with the parents of those who bring up the children. Oh, Lord, do graciously help them in this dark, sad, solemn day in which we live. Lord, do appear. And pray, dear Lord, that thou bless their souls. And Lord, and thou knowest the prayers of those that are older, the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, Lord, they're all known to thee. Oh, and we pray that thou help us to pray one for another, so that thy word may be effectual in the hearts of each and every one. Oh, we do pray for any laid aside, but thy healing hand, heal, restore any absent, Lord. Remember them in thy mercy. Bless them indeed. And pray, dear Lord, that remember any absent, Lord, that could be here. Oh, we pray, Lord, for them. Lord, do create in their heart an aching void that this world cannot fill. And Lord, that makes us think of prodigals, Lord, have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, do bring them back. Do have mercy upon them. Do visit them. Do change their heart. Lord, oh, they may return to their father's house. And pray, dear Lord, thou wilt bless them in so doing. Hear our prayer. Pray, O Lord, that thou remember each and all, Lord, that carry heavy burdens and trials. And thy people, Lord, here and there, we think of various ones. Lord, in deep waters, some of them, Lord, make crooked straight, rough places plain, undertake for one another, we pray, mercifully appear. Oh, bring down the great mountains. Lord, may they flow down at thy presence. May thy goodness pass before one another, we pray. And dear Lord, we do ask that thou hear prayer also for our nation. Lord, govern those that govern us. Lord, overturn evil designs of wicked men. Lord, raise up for us men of God that fear thy name. Lord, we pray thee, strengthen the hands of those in Parliament that do fear thy name. And pray that help them, encourage them, Lord, to speak out and to speak up. We thank thee for ones that have recently done so. We pray thou continue to help them to do so. Hear then our prayer, Lord, and then, Lord, the close of this present service. There's the service of the remembrance of our Lord Jesus. We do pray that thou help us and meet with us there. Meet with us around thy table. And pray, dear Lord, that thou grant us that true spirit of worship, that soft heart, that broken spirit, and all that we may truly adore thy glorious power to save, thy power to save, to redeem poor lost sinners. Hear our prayers. Undertake for us then now. Lord, we need thy help. We're only a poor man. Lord, we look to thee. Oh, that thou hast come, dear Lord, once more, if it please thee. Lord, and touch one's lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. Fulfill thy word and come and bless us, Lord Jesus. Oh, the dear woman cried, Lord, help me. Then hear us in heaven thy dwelling place. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Hymn number 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. Hymn 1016.
Thank you.
In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention again to the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel and verse 62. Luke 22, verse 62. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Well, this morning we spoke of various steps in Peter's downfall. There were seven. There was conceit and boastfulness. Then there was taking ease. He was sleeping. He was rash, cutting off the ear of the high priest. He was following afar off. He was and had evil associations. And he had denial. And finally, there was that denial with oaths and curses. Oh, friends, it was like a very, very slippery slope, was it not? Friends, and you and I, unless we are kept and preserved by the dear Lord Jesus, we too are liable to slip, stumble, and backslide. Why, the word of God clear tells us that no man can keep alive his own soul. Also tells us this, that let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And I've said this in the past, that is, I perhaps alluded to it this morning, but Peter's experience, why, was, you and I might think like this, that that only belonged to Peter. It did not. There's one in here, and there may be others, yes, blush with shame to confess of how they slipped and fell. Oh, and yes, you see, our eyes are not on Christ, are not fixed on those things which are above. You know, it's been said, and it's true, one of the most dangerous spots and places in the experience of the Lord's people is when they've been blessed. And that is because there is a relaxation. Oh, why, when you and I naturally we go through things, yes, and the danger's past, and we then begin to forget those things. But no, friends, why, the word of God is very clear to us, and that is, continue in prayer. Pray without ceasing. These things are not written in the Bible just to make up the pages. They're written there, my dear friends, for your instruction and mine, and we do well to give heed unto it. But having said those things that we went through this morning, and briefly name them now, you see, there's this here. Why, Peter's denied then for the third time, according to the word of the Lord. And now the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Yes, or yet very, very painful remembrance, did he not? Yes, and maybe more than one in here have got some painful remembrances of their past. Oh, and yes, and they, some time to time, they seem to be uppermost in your heart and your mind. Yes, dear soul, and I believe it's for this reason that we might be kept humble before him. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. Now, the word back here in the book of Deuteronomy, where dear Moses is rehearsing these things before the children of Israel. You remember that in chapter 8, he says this, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, prove thee, to know what's in thine heart, whether thou keep his commandments or no. But then we come into chapter 9 of Deuteronomy, and the 7th verse, and he says this to us, remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness in the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt, until he came unto this place ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Remember and forget not. Some people seem to think that the Lord forgives them of their sin, end of subject, and they don't need to worry about it anymore. Well, that's not how I find it, and it's not, my friends, how the Word of God speaks about it either. Here's what dear Moses, exalting the children of Israel, remember and forget not. Remember and forget not. What did Paul say? Now, I think I'm not sure if it's Hebrews or not, but that is that, yet, that shall remember in the day after ye were illuminated. Yes. Or in, we call to remembrance. Poor David did, didn't he? Yes. Why, he said, my sin is ever before me. My sin is ever before me. Why, and yes, and you know, the dear apostle, what did he say in writing to the Galatians? No, but he spoke, my friends, this did he not? Yes, or that how he had persecuted the church of God. Oh, he never forgot how he had persecuted the church of God. Oh, and poor David here, poor Peter rather, here has some painful remembrances. That remembrance was brought about by one look from Christ. Nothing was said. Oh, friends, why sometimes you and I, and maybe the children here tonight know this as well, you've done something wrong. And the parent, the mother, the father, just turns and looks at you, fixes their eye upon you, and you know, without them saying a word, that what you've done. I know one dear soul, and she has said to me that my dad only had to look at me and I'd burst into tears. Oh, friends, and that's what dear Peter did here. Oh, it was such a look. Nothing was said. But it, you say, that look had the desired effect. Dear soul, does this look of Christ, this painful remembrance of your past. No doubt he had thought, my friends, of what he'd said. Lord, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. I'll never deny thy name. And now he's denied. Now he's denied the third time, as Jesus had said. Oh, and what a painful remembrance it was. You say, but it produced this, did it not? This true godly sorrow and repentance over sin. Yes. Oh, what a mercy it is, all, if the Lord should thus look upon you and I, in a way whereby we turn aside and fall down before him, if not literally, or certainly in spirit, we fall down before him and cry with the publican in the temple, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I've often said that I believe that Peter went out, he wept bitterly, and I've often said his prayer, no doubt, was very similar, yes, to dear David in Psalm 51, where he says, I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Oh, and what an evil that was. It was made an evil to him. Oh, he hung his head in shame. He could not lift up. He wept bitterly. Ah, oh, tears of true repentance. Yes, against thee have I sinned, done this evil. Why, he says, I was shaped in iniquity. Sin did my mother conceive me. Thou desirest truth in the inward parts. In part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Or, and listen to this pleading. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the voice of joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Yes, dear Peter knew what it was to know the joy of salvation. But now it all seems to have gone. Yes. Poor man, and he's here, he's weeping bitterly. Oh, dear soul, are you tonight weeping bitterly over your sin, your iniquities, your transgressions? Do you feel like the hymn writer says, are thy sins beyond recounting? Like the ocean, the waves the ocean laves? Oh, you know, your sins rise up. They are so much, they're so great, they're so many. Oh, and this, for Peter, this sin of denying the Lord, why? He felt it to be so great. Oh, pardon mine iniquity. Pardon mine iniquity. There you come, dear soul, to chapel tonight. Dear soul, what did the psalmist say in Psalm 100? And 30. Why, it is all. Is this, is it not? Why, you say, if the Lord were strict to mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there, out of the depths, let's start at the beginning, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Poor Peter was in the depths of trouble. And I cried unto thee. You know, the Holy Spirit has seen fit not to tell us what Peter's prayer was. But why, dear soul, if you and I have ever been convinced and convicted of our sinnership before God, and of particularly the sin of backsliding, yes, then you'll have some idea of how dear Peter felt. Oh, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Ah, what do you read there in the prophecy of Zechariah? Why, the Lord will pour upon his people the spirit of grace and of supplication. Yes, and dear Peter's got and has here the spirit of grace and of supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is, oh, the blessed, glorious certainty of God's word. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Sinner, come. Come, repenting sinner, come. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. There is forgiveness. Yes. Yeah. Him I know I quote often, the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Peter, yes, he's still found within the compass and promise of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, which was, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Yes, Peter's denied. Yes. But he's still within the compass of the words of his blessed Saviour, of his Redeemer. I've often said, Peter failed, but Peter's faith didn't fail. And that's why he went out and he wept bitterly. It's where prayer was forced out of his heart. There comes godly sorrow, real repentance. This repentance that need not to be repented of. This turning again unto God, unto godliness. Oh, yes, dear soul, I think here, and I have spoken of this, but why back here in the book of Hosea, you've got a treacherous wife, but, you know, the Lord will have mercy upon her. Yes. Ah, yes, she's gone after her lovers, but the Lord's hedged up her way. And he says, and I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness, speak comfortably to her. Oh, yes, a wilderness place. Oh, no doubt Peter felt to be in a wilderness place. There's desolation, is it not? Ah, but the Lord has got a purpose. Why, see this out, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. Yes, sinner, this poor, pale, the poor, weak and feeble, oh, thy sins, the backsliding sins, and there I will meet with thee. Yes, evil. Come to this blessed mercy seat. And there's the promises, oh, and it stands still today as the day it was made to Moses when he made or gave instructions to build the tabernacle and the mercy seat. And above this mercy seat are the cherubims. And they look toward the centre of the mercy seat. And there it is, oh, why the Lord promises this, and there I will. There I will. Ah, yes, dear soul, the great I am that I am, the self-existent eternal being. Yes, and he that cannot and does not look upon sin but with abhorrence, but... Oh, the sacrifices of God, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise, said David. And so David proved it, Peter proves it, and some of us, I hope, have proved it. Blessed be his glorious name. Come, dear soul. Yes. Oh, and find mercy, even for thy sin and thine iniquity and thy transgression. But I was saying here, Hosea, this treacherous wife, and I'll give her the vineyards from thence, the valley of Achor, for the door of hope. Achor, why, that was the place where Achan had dealt so wrongly, taken a Babylonish garment, a wedge of gold, he'd hid it in the floor of his tent. And Israel, result, Israel couldn't prosper until that had been put right. And oh, what terrible justice there was. Yes. Lot by lot taken, eventually Achan is taken, and the judgment was that he was stoned to death. Oh, how solemn. But, friends, you see, the Lord says here, and I will give thee from thence the valley of Achor for a door of hope. is all that door. It's been aching sin has been dealt with. Yes. But now, dear soul, the sins of God's people have been dealt with. The sins of God's people have been dealt with. And may everyone in here know it and prove it to his honour, glory and praise, that their sin has been dealt with, that their sin has been laid on the dear Lord Jesus Christ. But you read in Isaiah 53, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. But here's how you look through this door. This door of hope. It's all, yes, and see there a crucified Jesus. There see the just dying for the unjust. There see your sin and mine laid on him. There be brought to think and to meditate on the blessed, glorious sufferings of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. By these will produce true godly sorrow for sin. To see Jesus in your place, room instead. The just dying for the unjust. Why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Yes, dear soul. Oh, he dies. Yes, dear soul, and he pays this blessed, glorious price, does he not? Yes. His own heart's blood. He paid his price to redeem his people. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no salvation. There is no redemption. But our dear soul, yes. Children of Israel, yes. They came out of Egypt, did they not? On that memorable Passover night. And they're now, yes, eat that sacrifice, that Passover lamb, yes, with their loins girt, yes, shoes on their feet. But it was the blood. Yes, dear soul, and is still the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. The destroying angel will pass over the whole land, and the firstborn in the house, it mattered not whose house it was, Pharaoh, right down to the maid. And the firstborn was destroyed by the destroying angel. Amongst the cattle also, death was everywhere, but not with the children of Israel. Why? Because the dear Lord had promised this. When they took the blood of that lamb and had sprinkled it upon the doorposts and lintels of their dwelling places, when the destroying angel passes by, he will pass by. When I see the blood. The blood that does for sin atone. the blood whereby the church of God is freed. Peter went out and he wept bitterly. Ah, what this hymn just comes to mind. Oh, what a hymn it is. 925, I think I'm right. Yes, peace by his cross that Jesus made the church's everlasting head. Oh, hell and sinners victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. Yes. When o'er thy head the billows roll, and shades of sin obscure thy soul, when thou canst no deliverance say, still, yet still this man thy peace shall be. Yes. Ah, yea, when thy eye of faith is dim, rest thou on Jesus, sink or swim, and at his footstool bow the knee, for Israel's God thy peace shall be. Faith is this repentance. But another thought here that I wish to inject, so to speak. Oh, you know, we read here in the epistle to the Hebrews, solemn chapter number 6. But down here it reads like this, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong contact. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. Dear Peter's fled for refuge. Yes. Perhaps the hymn comes to your mind, other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Ah, leave me, not alone, still support and comfort me. Yes, other refuge have I none. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and by which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. Even Jesus. Yes, dear heart, he came to seek and to save the lost. He didn't love Peter's sin. He didn't, and he doesn't love your sin and yet mine. Dear soul, your mercy and my mercy will be that he loves your poor, never dying soul. And for this cause, he came to the world to seek and to save the lost. Yes, dear soul. The amazing grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, he went out and he wept bitterly. We don't actually read where, how the Lord Jesus forgave Peter of his sin, but it's very evident that he did. You know, after the death of Jesus and his glorious and blessed resurrection, you remember that how, I think it's here in Mark's Gospel, why he says to these women, yes, that are found here at the sepulchre, he says, go your way, tell his disciples and Peter. He's not forgotten. Yes, assured his conscience of his part in his redeeming blood. And Peter. Ah, what a word is that. And Peter. Yes. One, yes, had been left to deny all knowledge of Christ. But one that was still loved. Still loved. Why, and Peter, 6 weeks after this, where is he? It's on the day of Pentecost. And oh, what a sermon he then preaches here. Oh, yes, this day of Pentecost. Suddenly there's a voice, sound from heaven, a great rushing mighty wind. Yes, oh, and why, and Peter standing up, with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Oh, and now he preached that blessed, glorious gospel sermon. Yes. Dear soul, and what was in that sermon? Why, it was this. Was it not? Why, and he said to these Jews here, why, he finished. Oh, and they heard what he'd said. They were pricked in their hearts. And they came to him. Oh, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? You know, and Peter was well equipped and qualified to say this, wasn't he? Repent. He said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And notice he says, for the remission of sins. Oh, Peter knew his sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent. Oh, yes, that is turning away. Turning away from sin and iniquity. Turning your back on it, dear soul. You're going to turn your back on it? Oh, dear soul, you're going to be seeking after Christ. Yes, you know this. Oh, there's going to be this as well. Lord, do keep me. Do watch over me. Keep my feet that they slip not, and keep the door of my lips. The words of Jesus, I in the prayer, we call the Lord's Prayer, to deliver us from evil. Oh, friends, now we need to be delivered from evil, delivered from denying the Lord. I spoke to the children this afternoon about telling lies. Oh, and here was a lie, yes. But, yes, but Peter was forgiven. Oh, may you and I know forgiveness. Ah, forgiveness. What does the hymn writer say? Forgiveness, 'tis a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. Lord, may this bliss in me be found. May I redeeming grace enjoy.
Collections last Lord's Day were £760, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And Mr. Mark Seymour will, God willing, preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 717. Brethren, those who come to bliss, come through sore temptations. May we all, remembering this, pray for faith and patience. Hymn 717.
Imperfections in our speaking, we pray thou art nonetheless take it and use it and bless it to the hearts and souls of those that have heard, that it may in due course bring forth that praise of thy name. pardoning every sin, all iniquity, all that sin and mess, and our attempts to worship thee here this day, and meet with us now around thy table. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.